الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يستخفون من الناس ولا يستخفون من الله وهو معهم إذ يبيتون ما لا يرضى من القول وكان الله بما يعملون محيطا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson, we read the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُلِّ الْخَائِنِينَ خَصِيمًا. So yeah, Allah is telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that do not become somebody who is going to fight the case on behalf of people who betray and those who cheat. And then we said there is a background to the revelation of these verses, as we call this sababun nuzul. So the cause of revelation for these verses was a particular incident that happened in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was this one Yahudi, this one Jewish person, who at one night came to one of his relatives' home, and this person was a sahabi radiallahu anhum. And at night, this Jewish person, he entered his home without that sahabi knowing. In other words, he broke into his home. And then he stole a bag, and in this bag there was an armor and some food like flour, etc. And this Jewish person took this bag and he escaped with this bag. And now when he's running towards his own home, he realizes that there is a hole in this bag and the flour is now coming out of this hole. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the people will be able to trace this bag now, because they will follow this flower, and of course it's going to be going all the way now from that home of that sahabi right to the home of this Yahudi. So on his way home he realizes this. So he says he'd rather give this bag to another friend of his, another Yahudi friend of his, as amanat, and he will ask him to keep this bag there for him. So he goes to his friend's house and he gives his friend this bag and he tells him, you keep this bag for me. Because he, and at that time, of course, he didn't tell his friend what's the reality of the matter, that he stole his bag, etc. So that friend says, no problem, I'll keep the bag for you. So later on, people come to that person's house and they ask him about the bag and the flower. He says, no, this person, his name is Tu'ama bin Ubayrik, as some riwayat suggest, that he was the person who gave him this bag. And he has nothing to do with this bag at all, because he didn't take this bag, he didn't steal this bag. Rather, it was taken by somebody else. So regarding this particular incident, verses were revealed that now, when you are going to decide, then make sure you know the truth. Because it's possible here that somebody else is deceiving somebody else here, and you may pass the decision in somebody's favor, whereas that person is wrong. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed so many verses regarding this incident. يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ, that they duck and hide from people, but they do not hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Later the truth, of course, was revealed. And then the Sahaba radiallahu anhu knew exactly who stole the bag. And this person did this just so that he could absolve himself from the guilt of this crime. That's why he passed on the bag to his friend. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what he did. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then informed. So they hide from the people, but they do not hide from Allah. وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ, whereas Allah is with them. إِذْ يُبَيِّتُونَ مَا لَا يَرْضَى مِنَ الْقَوْلِ, where they plan to say things that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not approve of at all. Allah is not happy with what they say. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطًا, Allah is well aware. Allah has encompassed all of their doings and actions. Then Allah says, هَا أَنْتُمْ هَا أُولَىٰ إِجَادَلْتُمْ عَنْهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, a case is brought before you, so you're going to pass based on a decision based on your knowledge regarding somebody and something. So you're going to argue on behalf of them in this worldly life. You will fight the case on their behalf. But فَمَنْ يُجَادِلُ اللَّهَ عَنْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَمَّنْ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكِيلًا, on the day of Qiyamah when all truth will be revealed, who is going to fight the case there with Allah on the day of Qiyamah, or who will be a wakil, a guardian, to say that I will take responsibility for them. In other words, be wary and be careful of the day of Qiyamah, where on that day all truth shall be revealed in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ